So I feel compelled to tell you all why public health for me, since I've been in the field for about 26 years or so. So very simply, I was writing down some things, trying to think myself, why public health? So three reasons. Number one is your health is your wealth. It's that simple, right? Ask a rich person on their dying deathbed what they want. They want another day of health. They want another day of life. It doesn't matter what your title is, what your influence is, what power you might have. If you don't have your health, you don't have much of anything, right? You can't enjoy your family. You can't enjoy the things you like. So your health is your wealth. And so that's number one. Number two is I see public health as a very high calling. In fact, as we've heard around the room, it's one of the highest callings. It really is about service. It really is about community. It really is about people. And then thirdly, I would say it's really public health and not health care that really has the potential and the ability to bend the arc of wellness for entire communities. Yeah, you want healthcare to be there when it's time to deliver a baby, when you have an accident, when somebody falls, a car accident or whatever, somebody's shot or injured or sick. You want to have it there, you want to have access there, but it's not that access and that episodic care or even the chronic management of disease is going to really bend the arc of wellness for communities. We know it really is the things that happen in the community context that matters, right? It's about the air you drink. The air you breathe, rather, the water you drink, the food you eat. It's about, avoiding environmental threats and poisons and lead in the water and infectious disease, emergency preparedness. Those social determinants or drivers of health that are related to income and education and transportation. It's all about those things, and public health works in that space. And so, as I've said before, public health will not make you rich. Right? Anybody getting rich on public health? Okay. It will not make you rich, but it will immensely enrich you and enrich your life as you're touching members of your community. So I think public health is a splendid profession. Many of you guys or many people in public health look at it as a job. Some people look at it as a vocation. I look at it as a ministry. And that's why I'm in public health. All right. So let's back up. I've been asked to kind of give a few grounding remarks in terms of this training. So first of all, I want to thank Anne Marie, who is one of my 8 direct reports. And as I said, she's been trying to fix me for a while. But she's been a big cheerleader of this entire training series. I want to thank Tayshia. We're going to be meeting with Michelle later on in the week. I want to thank the team that Anne Marie has assembled, some of which I got to meet in transit here. So I think this is going to be a great training. You guys have already had the 2 other modules. So I think it's going to be a great training. So thanks, first of all. Secondly, I want to say is I'm so happy to be here on the Virgin Islands, right? Okay, I was telling Anne Marie, I said, you know, I'm not supposed to be, you know, caramel brown. I'm supposed to be chocolate. I'm supposed to be this deep chocolate color. That's my native color, you know. So hopefully by the end of this week, I'll get more to my chocolate native color. Want to give you greetings from the mainland, Washington, D.C., where it's a bristly 43 degrees and cloudy today. And so I'm not missing anything there. Happy to be here with you guys. So let me just tell you a little bit about nature. I know you got the nature commercial, but let me just put it in the context and I'll bring it right down to where we are in terms of this training. So as I mentioned, I'm the executive director. I've been in the role for about 2 years. We represent the nearly 3,000 local health departments across the U.S. That equates to about 160,000 public health workers just like you working in the front line, working with communities, working in the field. We touch about 220 million Americans every year. What we do at NACHO, we have basically 3 aims. We want to do 3 things. One is related to this training is capacity building assistance, so technical assistance. We want to help our members, and in this case you all, do what you do better. So that's one thing. The other thing is professional development, kind of relates to this as well. We want to be the destination for our members for professional development to learn additional skills so they can do their job better, be more efficient. And then the third is we're the voice or the advocacy. So we're right there in D.C., so we're at the Hill constantly. We're advocating for funding for CDC and for others to get funding through the states and to the locals and to the territories so that they can do the business of public health. So that's really what we do. In a nutshell, we help our members do more better. And that's why we exist at NACHO. All right, so how did we get here to this place with me in front of you, with NACHO here, with this assembled team to help you? So we have been in existence at NACHO for about 22 years, and we have something called the RPP cycle that I like to talk about. So the R is our reputation. All right, so we trade on our reputation. For the last 22 years, we've been doing work in the public health space, supporting and advocating for our members. So we've developed a bit of a reputation. So based on that reputation that we've developed over 22 years, we can make a promise, okay, with CDC, with HRSA, with any of the funders, with private philanthropy, we can make a promise, and our promise goes like this. If you give us money and resources, we will develop stuff for you, right, to meet your deliverables. So in this case, to help meet this coursework in terms of management essentials. So that's the promise we make. So we make the promise, sign the dotted line, we have a grant, a contract, or whatever the case might be, and then we go about doing the work. Okay? At the end of that cycle, when that grant period is done, if it's a year or 3 years or whatever, we have the last P, which is performance. How did we do? Did we deliver what we said we would deliver it? Did we do it on budget? Did we do it on time? Did we get the evaluation? Did we hit the markers that we planned on doing? Based on the performance, that feeds right back into our reputation and enhances that, and round it goes, and we can do more and more and more business in terms of helping you all do your job better. So that's how we got here, and that's why we're here. So since 1994, we've been trading on our reputation. Okay, so with that reputation, the folks at CDC envisioned, right, developing a course called Management Essentials to help our members, a number of our members, and we've been doing this online, we've been doing this in person in our meetings, but also to extend to you all, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and they also envisioned some other Pacific Coast Islands as well, to really work on this Management Essential, this curriculum. So today's Module 3 is strategic planning, and quite simply, strategic planning is basically looking at where you are, saying here we are, and looking at where you want to be, saying this is what we want to be as a Department of Health, okay? And it's that bridge. Strategic planning is that bridge. It's that roadmap that's going to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And as you're developing that, there's going to be a lot of steps in between. You're going to be talking about mission and vision and core values. You're going to be talking about mile markers and milestones and objectives and goals. It's all about getting you on that roadmap so you can be the Department of Health that you want to be. It's an aspirational exercise. It's not static. It's not something that you do. It's one and done. You put it on the shelf. Hey, we did that. It's a dynamic document. It's a dynamic roadmap. And there's course correction that's happening all the time. So it's a transformative roadmap. So get yourself in the mind of being transformative. How are you going to transform your Department of Health? At the end of the day, it is aspirational. And so you're not going to plan on doing what you're already doing. If it's on the map and you're already doing it, that's not really aspirational. That's not transformative, all right? You want to plan to do what you're doing much better, and you want to plan to build on what you're doing well and plan on what you're going to be. You want to do things more efficient. You want to do things with more value. That's the kind of exercise that you're going to be doing as you think about going forward. So in closing, I'll say this, that I have been a public health practitioner for 26 years, since 1990, for 26 years. And in that time, I have led health departments at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level, at the global level, including being the country director in Guyana, South America, which is a part of the CARICOM as well. So I say that not to impress you, but to impress upon you that everywhere I've seen that it's worked well, where the health department has been of most value, is because they had a roadmap. It's because they had a strategic plan. Sometimes that plan is 1 year, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's aspirational out to 5 years. I don't know what you guys are going to be doing, but every time it works well, it works because they've had a roadmap. Otherwise, as Emery said, GPS, otherwise you're just driving through the wilderness. You're in this magical odyssey, right? It's hit and miss. Sometimes you help, sometimes you don't help, sometimes you hurt, right? So you need the roadmap. So here's the secret to success as I have learned it in my career as a public health practitioner and leader. You start where you are, okay? You use what you have and who you have, and you do what you can. That's it. It's not perfect. You start where you are, you use what you have, and you do what you can. And so over the next couple of days, you're going to be building on those assets to develop your roadmap going forward. So with that, I'll say have a great training. Look forward to seeing you guys over the next couple of days. And thanks again for the sunshine. I'm enjoying it. Thank you.